someone hard looking, he's someone who I follow. He's a leader on our football team. He's a leader now. He still talks to me often, been texting me since I've been down here, and he's been a big help.
Joe, talk about what kind of role you can play in the NFL on special teams and how quick of an impact you can make.
I think I can play any role on special teams. I can return punts. I can return kicks. I played gunner last season. Blocked four kicks in my career at Rutgers. I think I can do it all. I can change the game playing special teams. And that's one thing that I take a lot of pride in. Special teams is a part of the game. And, you know, you can win a game or you can lose a game by the way you play on special teams. And I know that. That's something that I take a lot of pride in.
What is it with you Rutgers guys and block kicked? I think Devin had like seven of them.
Right. Well, Coach Shannon always talks about that. We're a punt block team. So one thing we do, we don't set up a lot of returns. We try to scheme up ways, and the coaching staff do a great job trying to pinpoint and find holes in the protection of what we're going against. And then we try to exploit it, and we're successful a lot of the times.
What do you expect to get asked about? What do you think these guys
want to
know about you?
I guess a little bit how I prepare for the game, how much information I can take, especially going through the Senior Bowl, getting a lot of things thrown at you, how I can handle this pressure and being in front of the lights and how I'm going to perform in front of all these scouts and coaches. Something that I'm looking forward to and I'm excited about, and I'm ready, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing that I'm going through right now, and I'm enjoying every moment.
Have you critiqued yourself since the Senior Bowl and tried to work on anything from then to get better until this point and then moving forward for the Pro Day?
Of course, you try to get better at everything, especially the drills. There's like little fine points you have to, you know, get down pack in order to, you know, get the time you want. But I'm training in Nashville, Tennessee right now, and one thing that we focus on is just getting stronger. You know, you get stronger, you get faster, you get quicker, more explosive, and things like that. But I haven't really changed too much of my technique, but I have gotten a lot stronger and a lot faster since I've been there.
So you talked about being able to run with Devin. You ran 4:38 last year, I think.
Yeah.
Can I run that fast?
We're going to find out. I'm not going to put a number on it. We're going to see, come Tuesday. And,
so what safety spot do you see yourself in the NFL? Are you versatile, play both in the box and in the center field?
I think I'm versatile, and one thing hopefully I'm able to show Tuesday is my range, especially when we're on the deep ball and things like that. I'm not afraid to hit anybody. I'll go in the box. I can play in the space. And, again, you know, special teams, it really doesn't matter to me. Whatever the quickest way for me to get on the field, contribute to an NFL team, that's what I'm going to do.
Have you heard from the Giants at all?
I don't think so.
Jets?
I think I did have an interview with the Jets, not since I was here, but at the Senior Bowl, I met with a few teams.
Who's some of the best wide receivers you went up against while you were at Rutgers?
I have to say, the two wide receivers from North Carolina, Hakeem Nicks and Tate, when they were there my sophomore year, and then they put up good numbers on us, and they're the real deal. You know, one went in the first round, one I think went in the third, and they're both contributing on NFL teams right now. And also John Baldwin, of course. You know, he's a big deep threat, and he put up some big numbers against us this year.
Do you have a pro day set up already?
Yes, March 9th.
Is it, would Eric have been here, do you think? Is he a guy that was good enough and would have been at the combine?
Well, he's not a senior.
He's a junior?
Yes.
Okay. So, ultimately?
Yeah, I think so. Eric is a beast. He is a hard worker. And I'm telling you, he's a hard worker. He's probably
right now.
Exactly. I talked to him just a few days ago. Just let me know how he was doing. He has movement. He told me he had movement in his right arm. He's starting to feel things in his body and things like that. And I just told him to keep chopping, keep working. And, we knew Eric was going to be like that. He's stubborn. He's not going to just sit there. He's going to continue to work. And one day he will walk again.
What did he say to you before you went to the combine?
He told me go out there and ball and get that Skrilla. It was that quote.
What was
he told me? He said, go get that Skrilla.
How is it like talking on the phone? Like, is his voice still a little thin? You know, well,
I didn't talk to him on phone. We talked over Facebook.
Oh, okay. So you chatted back and forth.
Yeah. And last time I saw Eric was before the West Virginia game. You know, his spirits are still high.
Yeah.
You know, he's a great person. He's still always smiling. And, you know, he's staying positive, and that's what you have to do. And he has a lot of positive people around him, family. You know, he has his Rutgers family.
Right.
And we're all there for him, and we're pulling for him. And we all believe that he will get better.
I was trying to remember my own head, and I couldn't. I tried to Google it, but the quarterbacks that run where you had so many of the big hits right in a row was the Maryland guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then who else was in that?
Syracuse.
Okay. It's just there was more, though, wasn't it?
Probably had some more hits, but those were the ones I would get in trouble for.
Well, I mean, those were, they seemed okay to me. But I mean, I don't mean it in a bad way. Your reputation, you were actually a reputation for being, you know, a guy that you don't want to get hit by.
Right.
You know, and you feel like you're getting that back?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
At the Senior Bowl, had a lot
that
of fun.
Yeah.
Had a lot of fun at the Senior Bowl, and just finally getting back into the flow of football and things like that, especially having 2 months off.
Yeah.
And it felt good to get out there with all the guys.
I talked to Shadow yesterday, and that's what you said. You know, I'm not always on board with guys leaving to go train, but in your case, with everything that I got on, he said it was good. It was mm-hmm. good to get the change of scenery and get away from things a little mm-hmm. bit. And so, excellent. It's good to see you.
Nice to see you.
Thank you. This is Om from ESPN.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Good luck.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Definitely. I'm sure I'll be in touch before the drill. I'm sure we'll talk again.